More thunderstorms meant even more flooding in central Texas today as the death toll from storms over the last week rose to 27. Torrential downpours dumped as much as 7 inches of rain in the Dallas-Fort Worth area overnight. Drivers were stranded for hours as water covered highways and submerged cars. Rescue crews responded to more than 250 calls for help. For more on this, Hari Srinivasan spoke earlier with Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who recently toured the hard-hit community of Wimberley.
Lieutenant Governor, you've had a chance over the past 24 hours to see some of the devastation on the ground and from the air. Describe it to some folks in the rest of the country who might just be seeing these images for the first time.
You know, Hari, we've been in legislative session for the last 5 months, so yesterday was the first day I was able to get down to the Wimberley area. And the pictures do not describe it. I want to give you this example. I was standing in front of a cliff that was about 40 feet high. That would be equivalent to a 3 to 4 story building. The water is normally 3 foot deep. When that flood water hit those homes, that water was as high as 48 feet. It took out homes on top of 40-foot cliffs. It's unimaginable. Trees down everywhere, down the entire river, trees that had stood for 600 years, hundreds of homes, and most importantly, the loss of life, 12 missing or lost. One body was found 34 miles downstream. If you can imagine the one home that was taken down, Hari, where we lost 8 people, they were still missing. A few bodies have been recovered. It was on stilts, about 30 feet high, and the water just rushed down like a tsunami. A 48-foot wall of water after dark on Saturday night in an area that has had flooding, but nothing even close to this in the past.